And fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, got a couple more successful deer hunting reports to pass along to you. We're doing a little bit early because I'm going to stack up some music for you for the end of the hour, along with one more weather forecast. But first, here we go. Time to get a couple more congratulations sent out. Let's start with Chuck. I'm not sure where Chuck is from, but he said he was hunting near Bruce's Crossing and ended up on the last day of season finally getting a shot on a beautiful nine-pointer that he'd been watching. He'd seen four other times, but you know what? I give Chuck a lot of credit. He never took a shot. One was really long distance, and he didn't want to wound the buck, so he waited. He also saw the buck two other times while he was driving. No shot, obviously. And ended up on the last day of season after passing a number of spikes. He said he saw the same spike, this one little spike, about seven different times that he could have shot, but decided to pass on it. Wanted to stick to his guns and try to get this nine-pointer because he only bought one license. And on the last day of season, when he was ready to pretty much shoot anything, Mr. Nine-Pointer stepped out about 60 yards away, stood still for him. It was like something out of a movie, Bruce or Chuck said, hunting near Bruce's Crossing. And the buck ended up dressing out at 189 pounds. Congratulations. All right, here's the story, probably one of the best stories I've heard so far this season. So Jim Evans gave me a call, and Jim spent a lot of time serving our country. He's been hunting since he was young, like 15, 16 years old, but had to take some time off, obviously, while he was not in the Upper Peninsula. Never shot a buck. Bow hunting and rifle hunting, he'd never shot a buck. Shot in some does, but never shot a buck. And this year, his son Zach, who was 11 years old, decided he was old enough to go out with Dad. And Jim told his son, you know, this isn't easy. You don't see a lot of deer. You know, I've never shot a buck and never had an opportunity to where he really felt comfortable. And so he didn't want to get Zach's hopes up. First time Zach goes out with him, Jim sees a deer step out. So he wakes up his son, Zach. Zach, there's a deer right there. What do you think? Zach says, Dad, it's got antlers. Five-pointer. And Jim Evans was also hunting with his grandpa's old Winchester Model 94 3030. 140 pounds dressed out, Jim got his first buck. So congratulations to you, Jim. And special congratulations to Zach. I think you're your dad's good luck charm. And I'm sure he appreciated you helping him drag that five-pointer out as well. I wonder who was more excited, Jim or Zach? First buck, that's pretty cool. And we appreciate what you've done for our country too, Jim. Thanks for serving.